calling it a surreal moment, Marcy Jacobs, the executive director of the digital service at the Veterans Affairs Department, accepted her Service to America Medal Tuesday night. Jacobs started the effort to change the way more than 40 million veterans and their families interact with the VA. Jacobs tells executive editor Jason Miller about why the SAMMY's recognition is about more than just improving the vets.gov website.
I think what's really cool about getting this type of recognition is that it shines a light on what's possible in government, and really all of the SAMMY's really shine a light on these great stories. I think especially with technology projects and thinking about what the digital service has been able to accomplish, it really kind of highlights that a very small group of people can have a really big impact on something that affects really 22 million veterans.
Talk a little bit about vets.gov. We've talked about that. We've had you on Federal News Radio before. Give me a sense of the difference it's making.
I think what's really interesting is just looking at what people are actually using and seeing the increase in usage from where we started in 2015, where we had like four features on the site, and it was a very iterative, incremental process, to where we are right now, where we have more than 80 different features on the site, and we get close to 2 million visits every month. And we have a lot of repeat users who are coming back to some of our newer functionality. Like 40,000 people are looking at their personalized homepage every single day. So that indicates that they are finding value and that that's a really significant enhancement that we've been able to make.
You talk about the features, 80 features up from 40. Talk maybe the process that you got there.
For this team and for all the other digital service teams is really just following a human-centered design process. So understanding who it is that we're building things for. Most of the things that are on vets.gov already existed in some other format, whether that was a collection of PDFs or whether that was an existing form or a web form, but it wasn't really working very well. So it was both a process of migrating functionality and modernizing it at the same time. And through a lot of research with veterans and understanding the concerns that they had and the pain points that they were experiencing, how can we evolve this to the next level and make it easier and make it better for people?
Discuss maybe the process a little bit by which you talk to the people. Focus groups, was it a lot of what?
Yeah, it's actually amazing how much user research we've been able to do. It's actually harder than you would think to recruit the right people. We're constantly looking for people to participate. Our research takes a lot of different flavors. Some of it is looking at the data that's coming in through web logs, through call centers. What are people calling about? What are the questions or the pain points that they have? Some of it is watching people interact with a specific tool and seeing where are they getting stuck? Where are they getting frustrated? Where are they confused? Did they even know where to find the tool when we said, fill out this form? Do they know which site to go to? But some of it is really formative research and talking to people and understanding the pain points that they're having, and that may come out in lots of different ways. We do research online through what's called tree testing or card sorting, where we're watching people move through taxonomies of information or navigation structures to see how do they make sense of the way we've categorized this? Do these labels make sense to them? And really using that to iterate and refine design. So it takes a lot of different forms. And I think at this point, we've talked to probably close to six or 7,000 people over the last 3 years.
Can you think of an example or a time where you thought you did it right and then someone used it and you're kind of hitting your head like, oh no, that was bad?
A lot of what we do is start with what is the thing that already exists and how is that making sense to people or not making sense to people. But there are a lot of times that we think that we've iterated in a really good direction and then we put that in front of people. There was something around the disability question that's currently part of the claims process, where there's a pick list of 800 different disabilities that you can pick from, and that's not a great experience. And we thought that we'd come up with something much better and put that in front of people, and it did not test better. So we actually did a disability workshop with VSOs, with people who adjudicate claims, and really tried to card sort and make sense of 800 different contentions. Everything from like a very specific diagnosis name to thumb was on the list. How do you organize that into something that makes sense, that really aligns with the way a veteran filling out this form, who could be at lots of different stages in my thumb hurts or I have a diagnosis of something, how do they make sense of that information?
I know one big focus area for the Veterans Affairs Department over the last 4 or 5 years is regaining that trust. And we've heard the different secretaries talk about the confidence level or the measurement of trust has continued to go up. Can you look back at the SAMMY's awards a little bit and look forward and say, we were part of that effort. We're part of the reason why there's more trust in VA today, because something as simple but as complicated as a website.
Yeah, there's actually a tool that the digital service team at Appeals that they've been working on for a while built and put on vets.gov that enables people to check their appeal status. Before this tool was built, and the appeals process can take anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Before this tool was built, when you checked your appeal status, you might see pending for potentially a really long time, up to a decade. And what we learned through user research was the claims process, by comparison, is a lot faster. It's around 120 days. So a number of the people that we spoke to assumed after around 120 days that they should be getting their decision because that was their frame of reference. So I must be close to the front of the line. And the tool that we built through a lot of analytics and data science was really exposes where you are in the line and how many people are in front of you and how long it's going to take. And while that's not a great story to say there's 300,000 people in front of you in line and you're not going to hear anything for 4 years, what we heard from veterans was, you respect me. You told me the truth. You're being transparent. And that, while it's not the answer that I wanted to hear, makes me trust you. So I think that that's a really important thing that the government can honestly do a better job of, is really the transparent, honest truth, even if it's not an answer that maybe is exactly what we want to say.
Let's talk about going forward. You guys are looking at updating the vets.gov website. I know Secretary Wilkie spoke back in September and gave a little bit of a preview. Can you maybe talk a little bit more about what some of the things or some of the new capabilities, what the potential we may see come Veterans Day?
What we're actually doing is not really relaunching the vets.gov site. We're integrating all the great work that's gone into vets.gov with plain language content and easier transactions and integrating that into va.gov. So we're really trying to simplify the digital ecosystem. There are way too many sites. It's confusing for people to navigate. They really kind of have to understand how VA is structured to understand which site to figure out which form to fill out. And that's not what we want to be asking of our veterans. So we're shifting the paradigm and really taking the VA.gov site and making it much more of a veteran-first, customer-first web property.
So currently there's VA.gov, but then there's vets.gov, where maybe a veteran would go. And what you're saying is, let's stop the confusion. Everyone can go to one place, one starting point. And that's where that's that integration you're talking about.
Exactly. And there's other sites like the health site and the benefits site. And there's lots of other smaller sites that for someone trying to interact with the VA, they might have to go to multiple places and log in multiple times. And they have to have that foundational understanding of this is a benefits thing or this is a health thing. I think what that also limits is if you go to the health site, you don't really get exposed to all the other things that you could potentially be eligible for and vice versa if you're on the benefit side. So what we're trying to do is, again, that curated experience, provide a holistic single front door where the things that people are looking for are very easy to find. And we provide that personalized experience that pulls together everything that you're doing from whichever administration.
Marcy Jacobs is Executive Director of the Digital Service at the Veterans Affairs Department. You can learn more about Jacobs' work and all our SAMMY's Awards winners at federalnewsradio.com.